是当我们在白饼纪念主之后
Every time after the Holy Communion when we're reminded of the Lord
我总是觉得说
I always feel
我们应当安静不必说话
We should be silent and not speak
如果
If
我们在桌子面前与主相遇
If we met the Lord before the table
我想里面已经满足了。
I think inside of us we're already satisfied.
所以每一次在不平之后叫我讲话，我觉得很为难。
I feel really bad after every time I have to share after Holy Communion.
但是主既然这样安排，我也只有顺服。
However, since the Lord arranged it this way, I will submit to it.
昨天我很亏欠弟兄姊妹。
Yesterday, I really felt sorry. Fall short for brothers and sisters.
因为我把时间弄错了。
I was confused with the time.
所以我想今天稍微补一点。
So today I will just add to a little bit.
但是另外一面我也觉得说我们已经在主的面前了。
However, on the other hand, I know that we are ready before the Lord.
好像应当就交通今天的信息。
And we should just share today's message.
所以我里面非常的矛盾。
So I'm very in conflict inside of me.
一面我觉得我应当补足弟兄姊妹亏欠你们的地方。
On one hand, I feel that I should add to what I have fall short for you guys.
另外一面我也盼望圣灵不受打岔。
On the other hand, I hope that the Holy Spirit will not be disrupted.
我们这一次一同在主面前是看摩西的异象。
This time, we gathered together to look at the vision of Moses.
我们的目的并不是光看摩西的异象。
Our goal is not only to see the vision of Moses.
我们盼望借着交通摩西的异象。
We hope that through sharing the Moses vision of Moses,
神也怜悯我们，叫我们看见同样的异象。
God will have mercy upon us so that we can see the same vision.
因为我们相信神把这些的意象放在圣经的里面。
We believe that God placed all these visions in the Bible.
目的就是为着勉励我们。
The purpose is to encourage us.
所以如果我们光让摩西看见意象。
So if we only see that Moses saw the vision.
而我们没有看见他所看见。
But we did not see what he saw.
这样我们就失去了圣经的目的。
Then we lost the purpose of the Bible.
所以真是愿意那一位智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
And I really hope that the God who gives the spirit and wisdom will reveal to us.
叫我们里面的眼睛被开启。
So that our inner eyes can be opened.
能在灵里面看见摩西所看见。
So in the spirit, we can see what Moses saw.
摩西所看见的。
What Moses saw.
如果与我们今天来比较的话。
If it's compared to us today.
我们应当比他看得更清楚。
We should see it more clearly than him.
因为摩西所看见的不过是影儿。
Because what Moses saw was only shadows.
但是我们所看见的是本物的真相。
But what we see is the reality of true things.
所以求主恩待我们。
We really pray that God will be gracious upon us.
摩西他看见了荆棘火烧的异象。
Moses saw the burning thorn bush.
耶和华的使者在荆棘的火焰里面。
The angel of Lord Jehovah is in the burning thorn bush.
他不但看见，并且他也听见。
Not only did he see, but he also heard.
他不但看见这个异象，
but only did he saw this vision.
从这个异象的里面，他也领受了使命。
Through this vision, he also received a commission.
所以我们知道，如果我们真在神面前有所看见的话，
we know that if we really see something before the Lord.
同时我们一定也从神那里领受一个使命。
At the same time, we will receive a commission before the Lord.
在第二天交通的时候，
Second day when we shared,
我们在那里说神把摩西带到山上。
We saw that God led Moses to the mountain.
他不但把十条的诫 赐给以色列人。
Not only did he set forth the Ten Commandments to Israelites.
借着这四条的诫，叫他们能做神的百姓。
Through the Ten Commandments, these people can be able to be God's people.
因为神是圣洁和公义的。
Because God is a holy and righteous God.
所以他要求他的百姓也要圣洁和公义。
So he required his people to be holy and righteous.
但是这个不过是一个手续。
But this is only a procedure.
神的目的乃是要住在他百姓的中间。
The purpose of God is to dwell among his people.
所以在那个山上，神就把那个会幕的样式指示给摩西。
So on the mountain, God set forth the form of the tabernacle to Moses.
并且警告摩西说，
Also warned Moses,
你建造这个会幕，
You're building the tabernacle.
里头一切所有的，
Everything inside,
你都要照着山上的样式。
You must pattern after the form in the mountain.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
摩西是一个忠心的仆人。
Moses was a faithful servant.
虽然按照肉体来讲，
Even speaking in terms of the flesh,
他有很多的学问。
He has much knowledge.
但是他能把他自己完全放下。
But he can place himself down completely.
完全根据山上的样式，
completely patterned after the form in the mountain，
建造这一个会幕，
to build the tabernacle。
所以等到会幕建立起来的时候，
so after the build the tabernacle was
built， 神的荣耀就充满在会幕的里面，
God's glory filled the entire tabernacle。
凡是照着神的旨意所建造的，
whatever is following after God's command to build，
神的荣耀就充满，
God's glory will fill it。
表明说神接受摩西所做的。
It means that God accept what Moses did.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
因为这个会幕不过是一个影儿。
Because this tabernacle is only a shadow.
天上那本物的真相，
The reality of the heavenly things,
乃是重要的。
It's very crucial.
因着那天上的真相，
Because of the reality of heavenly things,
就是地上那个影儿也不能有一点的改变。
The shadow on the earth cannot be changed at all.
因为那天上的本物的真相，
Because the reality of the heavenly things,
不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It's none other but our Lord Jesus Christ.
他乃是本物的真相。
He is the reality of all heavenly things.
所以我们对于主耶稣的认识，
So therefore, our knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们必须要照着神所启示的。
We must follow after what God revealed.
我们不能减，也不能加。
We cannot subtract, nor can we add.
因为神是极限的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
所以他要看见说我们一点都不改变。
So he must see that we cannot change anything.
我们昨天已经提过了。
Yesterday we already mentioned this.
当我们的主道成肉身，
When our Lord was incarnated,
来到地上做人的时候，
When he became a man on earth,
虽然在外面来看他没有假形美容，
Even on the outside there's no beauty.
我们看见他也不炫目他，
We are not attracted to him.
但是感谢主，
But thank God,
在他的里面却满了美丽。
There's so much beauty inside of him.
好像这个帐幕一样，
Just like the tabernacle.
是用细麻布来做成的。
It was made up by fine linen.
用蓝色、紫色、紫红色的线。
The yarns are blue, purple, and scarlet.
有绣上基鲁伯。
Scolded on it is the cherubim.
是非常美丽的。
It's very beautiful.
但是上面盖了很多的罩棚。
On the top, there were many coverings.
所以从外面来看没有美丽。
On the outside, there's no beauty.
但是里面却是满了美丽。
But inside, it's full of beauty.
这是我们的主在地上的时候。
This is what our Lord when He was on earth.
他来到地上，
When He was on earth,
来完成赎罪。
He fulfilled the sin, atonement of sin.
叫我们这一般的人能蒙恩典。
So that we can receive grace.
会幕它不但是在那里表明我们的主耶稣基督。
Not only is the tabernacle representing our Lord Jesus Christ.
实在说来，会幕每一点都是给我们看见主的那一面。
In actuality, the tabernacle sees Let us see every aspect of our Lord.
不管材料也好。
Whether it's the material.
不管尺寸也好。
Whether the measurement.
不管这个颜色也好。
Whether the color.
不管它的配合也好。
Or the compilation.
每一件事都是神给我们看见他的儿子。
Everything is so that God can let us see His Son.
但是我们也知道。
However, we also know
这个会幕它不但是代表我们的主耶稣基督。
Not only is the tabernacle representing our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个会幕还有第二个代表。
There's a second representation of this tabernacle.
那第二个代表就是代表基督的身体，就是教会。
The second representation it represents the body of Christ, which is the church.
我们昨天也已经提过了。
Yesterday we also mentioned this.
当我们的主耶稣他复活升天。
When our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected to the heaven,
但是到了五旬节的那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
有120个圣徒,
there were 120 saints.
他们在那个耶路撒冷一个有楼上,
they're in an upper room in Jerusalem.
他们在那里同心的祷告,
wholeheartedly they were praying.
圣灵就降下来,
Holy Spirit descended.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
他们在一个灵里面就进成一个身体。
In the one spirit, they became one body.
本来是120个单独的人。
Before there were 120 individual people.
虽然这120个人。
Even though these 120 people.
是信徒。
They were saints.
并且我们如果去分析他们的话。
If we just look at it in detail.
这120个人是了不起的信徒。
These 120 people were really great saints.
因为其中不但有12个使徒在那里。
Not only there are 12 apostles there.
也有主耶稣的母亲玛利亚在那里。
Jesus' mother Mary was there.
也有他同胞的兄弟在那里。
His own brother was there.
那一些都是可以说是精华。
You can say they're all gold.
但是虽然是120个这个特有的人。
Even though there are only 120 special people,
他们也能聚集在一起,
they can come together,
也能同心地祷告,
they can wholeheartedly pray together.
但是酒精还是120个人,
but still it's 120 people.
但是到了五旬节的那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵把他们浸成一个身体,
the Holy Spirit put them together as one body.
现在这120个人,
now the 120 people,
不再是120个单位了,
they're not 120 individual people.
现在是一个身体里面120个肢体。
There are inside one body 120 parts.
所以你看见那个不同是何等的不同。
See how different that is.
现在他们乃是在一个身体的里面。
Now they're in one body.
那这个身体是谁的身体呢？
What is this body?
这个身体是基督的身体。
This body is Jesus Christ's body.
因为那位升天的头。
Because that head that's ascended in heaven.
他在地上取了一个奥秘的身体。
He obtained a mysterious body on earth.
这个奥秘的身体就在五旬节那一天就开始。
This body of mystery started on the day of Pentecost.
一直到今天2000年之后。
Even till today, 2000 years later.
这个身体还在那里生长。
This body is still growing.
这个身体充满全地。
This body filled the whole earth.
这个身体它经过了2000年的时间。
This body went through 2000 years of time period.
我们的主在地上取了一个伟大的身体。
Our Lord Jesus Christ obtained a really great body on earth.
所有蒙恩得救的人。
All the people that are saved.
所有重生的人。
All the born again people.
都在这个身体的里面。
Are within this body.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
你在这个身体里。
You are in this body.
我也蒙恩在这个身体里。
I'm also saved in this body.
我们都在基督那个身体里面。
We're all in the body of Christ.
主要借着这个身体。
God is going to use this body.
他要继续的说话。
He will continue to speak.
他要继续的做事。
He will continue to do work.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
无论在什么地方。
No matter where we are.
有两三个人奉主的名聚会。
As long as two and three people gather together in His name.
主就在他们中间。
The Lord will be within them.
所以你就看见说教会在这个地上。
You will see that when the church is on earth.
也像一个帐篷支搭在这个地上一
样。It's also like a tent placed on the earth.
主从前怎样道成肉身。
How the Lord was incarnated.
支搭帐篷在地上。
He placed a tent on earth.
今天教会也是主的帐篷。
Today we are also as church as tent on Christ.
支搭在这个地上。
We're placed on the earth.
为主耶稣做见证。
We are testifying for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个帐幕的里面。
This tabernacle within it.
充满了基督。
Filled with Christ.
因为基督才是教会的内容。
Because Christ is the content of church.
弟兄姊妹，有一件事非常稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, is something that's amazing.
什么是教会呢?
What is church?
什么是基督的身体?
What is Christ's body?
我们都知道。
We all know.
教会不是一个建筑物。
Church is not a building.
不是在那个十字路口你看见的那个建筑物。
It's not a building on the crossroad.
我们都知道教会是一个有机体。
We know that there's a form on the church.
Organism.
Organism is a church.
它不是一个组织。
He is not a created thing.
他是一个活的一个有机体。
He is a living organism.
那么教会是谁合成的呢?
Who put together the church?
那我们说教会是我们这一班的人合成的。
We say that people like us put up the church.
我们这一班蒙恩得救的人。
People that are saved.
我们就合成了基督的这个身体。
We are connected into this body of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But however, brothers and sisters.
如果教会就是这样的话
If the church is just like that,
难怪今天教会里面事情那么多
No wonder there are so many matters in the church
因为什么原因呢
Because why?
因为虽然我们这一班是已经蒙恩得救的人
Even though people like us are already saved under grace
但是我们老旧的人还在那里
Our old self is still there
所以我们看见
So we see
如果我们没有经过十字架的对付
We've not dealt with by the cross
我们不但把基督带到教会里头
Not only did we not bring Christ to the church
我们把基督外面的我们也带到教会里头
We also brought the outside of Christ in
there 这样就把基督的身体的见证就破坏了
Then we destroyed the testimony of Christ
所以严格的说来
On a serious matter
教会是什么呢
What is church?
教会是不是你和我呢
Church is it you and I?
好像是
It's almost like it.
又不是。
But then it's really not.
因为圣经怎么说呢?
Because what does the Bible say?
因为在哥林多前书第十二章里说。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 it says,
一个身体,
one body,
却有许多的肢体。
But many parts.
许多的肢体,
many parts,
却是一个身体。
But one body.
圣灵怎么解说它呢?
How does the Holy Spirit explain that?
圣灵说基督也是这样。
He says Christ is also like that.
当我们看见一个身体
When we see one body,
有许多肢体的时候
We see many parts to it.
当我们看见许多的肢体
We see many parts of
members. 又成了一个身体
That it became one body.
我们就要说
We must say,
教会也是如此
Church is also like.
因为这是还是教会吗
Because that's church.
但是圣灵不是这样说
But Holy Spirit did not say that.
圣灵说基督也是如此
He says Christ is also thus.
为什么原因呢?
Why is that?
因为在教会里头只有基督。
Because in church is only Christ.
没有你也没有我。
There is no you nor me.
只有基督乃是一切。
Because Christ is everything.
他是充满万有者所充满。
He is filling all of all things and he's above all things.
所以为说方便年轻的弟兄姊妹容易明白的原因。
So to help the young people understand.
我有的时候这样的解说
Sometimes I explain it like this
有一次我与十八个弟兄在一起
One time I was with the 18 brothers
在开会的时候
We were in a meeting
那我知道十弟兄是非常属灵的
I know brother six
他对不属灵的东西很有反感
He's very he's not interested in anything that's unspiritual
所以我在讲话的时候
So when I was speaking
我说我现在要做一件事情
Now I'm going to do something.
史弟兄一定是不喜欢的。
Brother Sid is not going to like it.
但是为着帮助人的缘故。
Because I'm going to help people.
你知道属灵的事情没有工程师的。
There is no architect in terms of spiritual matter.
No formula.
No formula.
在这个属灵的事情上啊，没有工程师的。
There is no formula in the spiritual matter.
因为你一有这个工程师就不属灵了。
Because if you have a formula, it's no longer spiritual.
所以属灵的东西是活的。
Spiritual thing is living.
但是为着帮助人明白的缘故。
But to help people understand.
那我姑且呢，就用一个方程式。
When we have to use a formula.
什么叫做教会呢?
What is church?
如果假定说,
Let's say it's like this.
在世界上只有三个基督徒。
There's only three types of Christ on earth.
那么你去捡最好的三个基督徒。
You're going to pick the three best Christians.
那我就捡彼得、约翰、雅各了。
I'm going to pick Peter, John, James.
这三个基督徒不能再好了。
It cannot be better than these three Christians.
那么什么是教会呢?
What is church?
教会就是彼得加上约翰加上雅各等于教会。
Church is equal to Peter adding to John to James.
我们说这个不对。
We said that's not right.
教会是什么呢?
What is church?
彼得里面的基督。
The Christ in Peter.
加上雅各里头的基督。
Plus the Christ in James.
再加上约翰里面的基督。
Plus the Christ in John.
就等于教会。
That is equal to church.
阿们。
Amen?
不阿们。
No, that's not amen.
为什么原因呢?
Why is that?
因为虽然彼得里面的基督
Even though the Christ in Peter
雅各里面的基督
The Christ in James
约翰里面的基督
Christ in John
都带进来了
We brought it all in
但是彼得还在那里
But Peter's still there
雅各还在那里
James is still there
约翰还在那里
John is still there
有问题
There's a problem
你知道彼得总是要做头的
You know Peter always want to be a leader
雅各约翰也知道抵不上彼得
We know James and John cannot compare to
Peter 所以他们联合起来了
So they are connected together
把他母亲也请出来了
They even ask the mother to come forward
所以大家都要做头吗
Everyone wants to be a leader
那这样的话教会怎么能分
Then how can the church be in unison
不可能的事情
It's impossible
要不要彼得在那里呢
Do you want Peter there?
我们要他在那里
We want Peter there
要不要雅各在那里呢
Do you want James there?
我们也要他在那里
We want James there
要不要约翰在那里呢
Do you want John there?
当然他也在那里
Of course he's there
如果没有他们的话
If we don't have them
那么基督也带不进来了
Then you cannot bring Christ into church
但是如果就是这样的话
If it's just that
这个还不是教会
That's not church
什么是教会呢
What is church?
那么工程师就来了
The formula comes
彼得里面的基督
Christ in Peter
减去彼得
minus Peter
加上约翰里面的基督
plus the Christ in John
减去约翰
minus John
加上雅各里头的基督
plus the Christ in James
减去雅各
minus James
等于教会
equals church
对不对
is that correct
对了
that's correct
但是盼望这个不是一个工程师。
We hope that this is not just a formula.
盼望这是一个属灵的实际。
This is a reality, spiritual reality.
我们要把基督带进来。
We want to bring Christ in.
但是需要十字架把我们除去。
But we need to get rid of ourselves through the cross.
然后当我们合在一起的时候。
So when we are come together.
在一个灵里面进成一个身体。
We are formed into one body under one spirit.
这样基督就
Then Christ can fill the whole place.
所以会幕也是代表教会。
Therefore, tabernacle also represents.
因为会幕是代表教会的缘故。
Because the tabernacle represents.
所以你要看见说。
You will see.
我们一再受神的警告。
We kept being warned by God.
你在那里建造，一切都要照着山上的样式。
Whatever you're building, you must pattern after the form on the mountain.
都要照着基督来做。
Pattern after Christ.
凡是不根据基督的
Anything that's not based on Christ.
凡是根据人意的
Anything that's based on man's will.
凡是根据世界的小学的
Based on the knowledge of the world.
这些的东西都是破坏教会的
All these things will destroy the testimony or the building of church.
教会的建造是完全根据基督的
The building of the church is completely based on Christ.
所以我们要小心
Therefore, we have to be very careful.
我们不能有一点的改变
We cannot have anything to change.
那么关乎这个会幕
Concerning this tabernacle.
当它预表教会的时候
When it represents a church.
当然无论是那个幔子也好
Whether it's the curtain.
就是那个罩棚也好
Or the covering.
都有它的意义
There's a meaning to it.
但是我想不提这些了
But we're not going to mention these.
我特别提到一件事
I'm going to mention one thing.
你知道建造这个会幕的时候
When you're building this tabernacle.
它要用这个竖板
It's going to use an upright frame.
Boards.
A board.
它这个幔子是在上面的
The curtain is on the top.
那么在旁边支持它的就是那个竖板
What's holding it is the The boards.
啊，那这些的板呢，是用什么做的呢
？What are these boards made out of？
这些的板都是用皂荚木做的。
It's made up by acacia wood.
那么这个皂荚木啊
，This acacia wood.
在那个时候就是认为说这个木头啊是不能锈坏。
It means at that time that wood cannot be destroyed.
我们知道普通的木头啊都是要锈坏的。
We know that all the wood can just rotten.
但是皂荚木是认为是不能锈坏的。
But we know that the acacia wood is not going to be like that.
所以那个是代表一个不能锈坏的这个人的这个心情。
It means a temperament of people that cannot be destroyed.
因为知道树啊木头啊就是代表人。
We know wood represent man.
所以我们的主啊他在做人的时候也是像皂荚木一样的。
So man, when our Lord was being a man, he was like an acacia wood.
他是不朽坏的人生。
He cannot, he's not a whole life is not destroyed.
他的性格那是不朽坏的。
His character is not changed.
那么今天我们这一班信主的人
，Today, people believers，
今天在基督的里面
，In Christ，
我们也成了新造的人。
We're also new people。
本来我们这些人都是必朽坏。
Before we are all going to perish。
但是今天因着主在我们身上的工作
，Because of the work of Christ on us，
若有人在基督里。
If we are in Christ,
他就是新的创造。
He's a new creation.
旧事已过了。
All old things have passed away.
一切都变成新的。
Everything has become new.
一切都是主。
Everything is the Lord.
都不是我们了。
Nothing is us.
所以你要看见说，在教会的里面
，You'll see within the church.
我们这些人都像树板一样。
We are all like boards.
我们都是皂荚木。
We are all acacia wood.
我们都在新造的里面。
We are all under new creation.
在新造的里面，我们被主建造起来。
We are being built up inside the new creation.
那这个木板一起有48块木板。
There are 48 boards.
把它连在一起。
The boards are connected together.
并且你看这个木板下面呢
，Underneath the board.
它这个桩啊是两个毛。
We can see the holding support is two different hairs.
并且它这个表明说是能站得住。
It means that it can stand straight.
如果你只有一个毛的话，就站不住。
If you only have one support, then
you can't stand. 所以两个毛就是。站立得住。
So you can stand on two grounds.
并且它的活是一周半。
Because the length, the
one and a half.
It's one and a half breadth wide cubits.
不是三周。
It's not three cubits.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为表明说我们一个人也不能站住的。
It represents that even a person like us,
我们要与我们的弟兄姊妹拼在一起。
We have to be connected with our brothers and sisters.
并且它有一个扇，把它连在一起。
That there's a hook or a ring that will connect it all together.
成功一个回。
So they connect it into a tabernacle.
所以这个也是非常的重要。
This is also very crucial.
虽然我们个人在神的面前
，Even though individually before the Lord，
我们都要站在主里面，主的恩典里站立得稳。
We are all going to stand strong and secure before the grace of the Lord.
我们也需要与我们的弟兄姊妹一同站立。
We are also going to stand with our brothers and sisters.
没有一个基督徒他可以自己站住的。
There's not a Christian that he can stand by himself.
我们需要弟兄姊妹。
We need brothers and sisters.
但是感谢神。
We thank God.
他又把我们在基督里连成一块。
That in Christ we are all connected into one.
我们是合而为一的。
We are all together in unison.
所以我就想起在哥林多前书第十六章第十三节里一句话。
I remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13.
他在那里保罗对哥林多人怎么说呢
？What does Paul say to the Corinthians?
他说你们要谨慎。
You should be take warning.
你们要在真道上站立得稳。
Stand strong in the truth.
你们要做大丈夫。
You want to be a husband.
Be man.
Be a man.
你们要刚强。
You have to be strong.
所以你就看见说，这个像树板一样。
This is like a board.
我们每一个人都要在神的恩典里要站立。
We all have to stand under the grace of the Lord.
我们要拼在一起。
We have to be connected, compelled together.
我们要联络做肢体。
We're connected into one body.
这样主的荣耀 从我们身上就能出去。
Then God's glory can flow from within us.
所以我想，这个我就提这一点。
That's what I'm going to mention.
那我们也说这个会幕。
We say this tabernacle.
它也给启示给我们。
Also revealed to us.
我们通到神面前的那个路。
The way to God.
那一条的道路只有一个。
There's only one way.
就是我们的主。
It is our Lord.
因为主说我就是道路真理和生命。
Because the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and life.
人不借着我，没有人能到神那里。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在会幕里头一切的家具。
All the furniture inside the tabernacle.
从外园一直到至圣所。
From the courtyard to the most holy place.
都是给我们看见基督耶稣。
It all let us see Christ Jesus.
祭坛同祭坛
altar the bronze altar
给我们看见基督的十字架
sees the cross of Christ
他说罪的救恩
the redemption of salvation
那我想在所有的家具里面
I think all the furniture
我也提一样就够了
there's only one furniture I want to mention
你经过了铜的祭坛
if go through the bronze altar
你就到了那个铜的洗澡盆
you will come to the bronze water basin
因为祭司啊
Because the priest,
当他们要到这个祭坛上献祭的时候
when they're about to sacrifice on the altar,
他们需要在那个洗澡盆里头要洗手洗脚
In the water basin, they have to wash their hands and their feet.
他们要到圣所里面
They have to go into the holy place.
去侍奉神的时候
To serve the Lord.
他们也需要在那个洗澡盆里头来洗手洗脚
They must wash their hands and feet in the water basin.
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为如果你我们都知道
We all know.
在那个时候他们这个会幕啊是建造在这个旷野里面
The tabernacle is built on the wilderness.
因为他们有地板的
There is a floor. There's
so
a floor.
地上它是那个尘土啊。
So there's a lot of soil on the ground.
那当时的人他也不像我们穿皮鞋了。
At that time, people didn't wear shoes.
他们都是穿这个 sandal 的。
They were wearing sandals.
所以你虽然洗过澡了。
Even though you have bathed.
但是你如果地上走一走，那个脚上就有灰尘了。
You have dust on your feet if you just walk on the ground.
那么这个手呢？
How about your hands?
手你接触了就有灰尘了。
After you touch things, there's dust.
所以这样的话，你要侍奉神就不可能。
If you're going to serve the Lord, it's impossible.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
他不能有一点的污秽。
There's no unblemished blemish in him.
沾染世界的尘烟。
In terms of the earth.
所以。即使一定要在洗澡盆那里洗手洗脚
So you must wash your hands and feet in the water basin
然后他能侍奉
Then he can serve
所以这个洗澡盆是预表什么呢
So this water basin what does it represent
预表就是我们的主耶稣
It represents our Lord Jesus Christ
他不但在十字架上担当了我们的罪
Not only he was bore our sin on the cross
并且根据以弗所第五章
Based on Ephesians chapter 5
他爱教会
He loves the church
他为教会舍己
He could, denied himself for the church
并且他天天
Every day
用水接着道
Through the water, through the truth,
要把教会洗干净
He will cleanse the church.
叫教会能成为一个圣洁的教会
So the church can be a holy church.
没有一点的瑕疵
There's no blemish.
可以在他的面前被他悦纳
So that we can be accepted before him.
所以这个洗澡盆的水
So this water basin, the water,
就是代表我们主的生命
represents the life of our Lord.
借着主的话语
Through God's word.
他一天天把我们洗干净
Every day he cleans us
叫我们成圣
so that we are sanctified
叫我们能侍奉神
so that we can serve the Lord
也能侍奉人
and we can serve people
你记得主耶稣在晚餐的那一天
remember the dinner that night
他怎样替门徒洗脚
remember how he washed the disciples' feet
感谢赞美主
we thank praise God
主今天还是天天替我们洗脚
today he constantly washed our feet
我们经过了这个世界
we go through this earth
虽然罪得做赦免了
even though the sin was forgiven
因为我们与世界接触
Because we're connected with the world
难免世界的灰尘就沾染了我们
We know the dust will contaminate us
叫我们灵里头不新鲜
So that our spirit is not renewed.
你早晨起来的时候
So in the morning when you wake up,
你来到神的面前
You come before the Lord.
你在那里祷告的时候
You are praying to the Lord.
你觉得里面很新鲜
You feel very fresh inside.
你觉得与主很亲近
You feel very intimate with the Lord.
但是你出去做事了
But when you go out to work,
你做了一天的事情
After a whole day's work,
或者你到学校念书去
Or you study a whole day in school,
你念了一天的书
You study all day.
等你回家的时候
When you go home,
到了晚上
At night,
你要祷告的时候
When you're praying,
你总是觉得好像里头好像有一层什么东西在那里
You feel there's something inside in your cup
说你犯罪你也没有犯罪
So you say that you sin you really didn't sin
但是好像有一个灰尘把你遮住了
It's almost like a dust that covers you
叫你不新鲜了
So you're not fresh inside
灵里头不新鲜
Your inside spirit you're not fresh
啊，你需要主的生命
You really need the life of Christ
借着他的话语
Through his words
来洗一洗
To cleanse you.
叫你在神的面前能更新。
So before the Lord, you're renewed.
好叫你能好好的侍奉。
So you can really serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们天天需要主一直替我们洗。
Every day we need the Lord to cleanse us.
圣灵在我们里面。
Holy Spirit is inside us.
用神的话语。
Use God's word.
借着基督的生命。
Through the life of Christ.
常常提醒我们。
Constantly remind us.
来洁净我们。
To cleanse us.
叫我们能新鲜活泼在主里面。
So we can be lively and fresh before the Lord.
好叫我们能侍奉神，也能侍奉。
So we can serve the Lord and also people.
并且你知道
you also know,
这个洗澡盆啊
this water basin,
它这个铜的做的
it's made up by bronze.
铜在圣经里面
What does the bronze mean in the Bible?
是代表审判的意思
it represents judgment.
那么这个铜从哪里来的呢
Where does this bronze come from?
这个铜啊它的来源很特别
The origin is very special in terms of
bronze. 圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us,
这个铜啊
this bronze,
乃是那一些在会幕面前侍候神的妇女的镜子。
We know that the bronze came from before the tabernacle, all the mirrors of the women.
哪一个妇女不喜欢镜子呢
？We know which woman doesn't like mirrors.
很多男人也喜欢镜子。
Many men like mirrors.
我们都要照照我们自己。
We all want to look at ourselves in the mirror.
想到我们自己的虚荣美华。
We can see how beautiful we are.
这是人的常情。
This is common.
但是这些的妇女
But these women,
她们在会幕面前侍奉神
They served the Lord before the tabernacle
她们把自己完全献给神
They gave themselves wholeheartedly to the Lord
她们把自己的美丽都忘记
They forgot their own beauty
主是她们的美丽
God is their beauty
她们不再看她们自己
They no longer look at themselves
不再修饰她们自己
They don't fix themselves
不再为着她们自己
They don't for themselves
她们把这个铜的镜子献给神
They give the bronze mirror to the Lord.
这些的镜子就化成铜的
So these mirrors are melted into the bronze basin.
这有什么用处呢
What is the purpose?
叫所有侍奉神的人
So all the people that serve the Lord.
每一次要到神面前来的时候
Every time you come before the Lord.
就把他的污秽反映出来
Then it will reveal the blemishness, the uncleanness of the people.
很多时候我们不知道。我们常常听见弟兄姊妹讲。
Many times we don't know, we many times hear the brothers and sisters. I didn't sin.
只要没有犯罪就是可以了。
As long as I don't sin, that's enough.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你虽然没有犯罪、啊、
even though you didn't sin,
你有没有灰尘啊
do you have dust?
灰尘也是污秽的。
Dust is also unclean.
世界也能污秽我们。
The world can, dirty us.
如果这样的话你也不配侍奉神。
Then you are not worthy to serve the Lord.
但是感谢神。
We thank God.
那一些爱主的妇女。
All the women that love the Lord.
因着他们能放下他们自己。
Because they can place down themselves.
他们能这样把自己献给神。
They can really sacrifice themselves to the Lord.
所以当我们进到铜祭坛面前。
So we come before the bronze altar.
洗澡盆面前的时候。
Bronze, basin.
立刻把我们的污秽献出。
So it will reveal our blemish.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
有的时候你觉得自己蛮好蛮好的。
Many times you think you're pretty good.
你跑到一个弟兄姊妹的面前。
You go before a brother or sister.
忽然你觉得不对了。
You feel like something's wrong.
不是那么好。
You don't think you're that good.
许多不对的地方。
Many things that's wrong.
因为那个镜子就照了你。
Because that mirror shined on you.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这样叫你能悔改。
This way you can repent.
让主的生命和他的话。
that God, the life of the Lord and His word
洗洗
can really cleanse you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们的主实在是宝贝啊。
Our Lord is so precious.
你不要以为说光是基督的十字架的宝血，就够了。
Don't just think it's enough, the precious blood of the cross.
已经过去了。
It's over.
你要看见主他自己的生命。
You have to see the life of Christ.
天天洁净你。
Every day is cleansing you.
叫你成圣。
So that you are sanctified.
能服侍这位圣洁的神。
So you can serve this holy God.
那么我想，这个也就是讲这一点。
And that's what I'm going to say here.
那今天我们要讲今天的东西。
And we're going to talk about today's matters.
当摩西在西南山顶上
When Moses was on top of Mount Sinai
领受十条诫的时候
Received the Ten Commandments
他在那里有四十昼夜
He was there 40 days and nights
他也没有吃也没有喝
He did not eat nor drink
他就站立在神面前
He was standing before the Lord
神就把十条诫
God gave him the Ten Commandments
把点滴典章
Detailly,
并且把会幕的样式就指示了。
Even the form of tabernacle he set forth to Moses.
因为摩西在山上那么久。
Because Moses was on the mountain for so long.
以色列的百姓在山下。
The Israelites on the bottom of the mountain.
他们等等摩西不回来。
They kept waiting, waiting. Moses wasn't returning.
你知道。
You know.
他们没有这个树林的这个经历。
They don't have the experience of the spiritual matters.
他们需要有个看得见的东西来领他们。
They have to see something concrete to lead them.
他们看不见神。
They cannot see God.
他们只看见摩西。
They only saw Moses.
是摩西在那里领他们。
Moses was leading them.
现在摩西又不见了。
Now Moses is not there.
所以他们觉得好像没有依靠。
They feel there's no dependence.
因此他们就跑到亚伦那里。
Then they ran to Aaron.
他说你要为我们造一个神像。
You have to build an idol.Image for us,
来带领我们
to lead us.
我们需要看得见
we must be able to see.
需要摸得住的东西
something we can touch.
你知道人就是这样
you know, people are like that.
人都喜欢看得见的摸得住的
people like things that they can see and touch.
否则的话他觉得非常的渺茫
otherwise they feel like it's
好像虚无
it means like it's almost not there.
不可捉摸
they cannot touch anything.
他需要一个东西抓住
they need something to hold on to.
但是神没有像
But God doesn't have a form.
所以他们就依靠摩西。
So they depended on Moses.
但是摩西又不见了。
But Moses is no longer there.
所以他们对亚伦说。
So they said to Aaron.
你要为我们造一个神像。
You have to create an idol image for us.
来带领我们。
To lead us.
那亚伦就怎么说呢
？What does Aaron say?
亚伦说：“你们把你们妻子儿女这个金耳环通通摘下来。
You take all the gold rings of your the wives and your children and take it off.
他们就摘下来交给亚伦。
So they took it all off and gave it to
Aaron. 亚伦就用雕刻来把它做成一个牛犊。
And then he built it into a golden calf.
为什么做一个牛犊呢
？Why does it make into a golden calf?
因为这个在他们埃及习惯了。
This is what they're used to in Egypt.
在埃及就是这么样子。
That's how it was in Egypt.
所以亚伦就做了一个牛犊。
So Aaron made a golden calf.
那以色列人看见了这个牛犊啊。
Israelites saw this golden calf.
他说这个就是救我们出埃及的神。
So this is the God that saved us out of Egypt.
亚伦一看不对了。
Aaron said, "Oh no."
他怎么办呢
？So what is he going to do?
他说赶快说。
He says,
他说现在我们要做一个祭坛了。
Now we must make an altar.
我们要献祭给耶和华。
We have to sacrifice things to the
Lord. 这个牛犊啊，就是耶和华了。
This calf is Jehovah.
你们不要把这个牛犊变成另外一个东西去了。
Do not turn this calf into something.
你看亚伦把两个东西凑起来。
So you know Aaron connected the two things together.
他说我们要受祭了。
Now we have to receive.
我们要献祭了。
We are going to sacrifice.
所以结果呢，他们就献祭了。
Therefore, they sacrifice.
献了祭就起来跳舞啊，起来高兴。
Then after the sacrifices, they started dancing and started rejoicing.
神对摩西说。
God said to Moses.
赶快下去。
Keep quickly go down.
你所领出来的百姓。
The people that you led out.
现在在那里拜金牛犊了。
Now they're worshiping a golden calf.
神发怒。
God was angry.
神对摩西说。
God said to Moses.
你允许我
you allowed me
让我把所有的百姓都杀掉
so that I can destroy all the people
我要把你的子孙兴起来
I'm going to raise up your descendants.
成为一个大国。
The descendants will become a great nation.
这是很大的试探。
This is a big test.
但是摩西怎么说？
But what does Moses say?
摩西神说神啊。
Moses is God.
这是你的百姓。
These are your people.
不是我的百姓。
Not my people.
这是你把他们从埃及领出来。
You let them out of Egypt.
你如果把他们毁掉了。
If you destroy them,
埃及人就要说。
Egyptians will say.
你当初领他们出来的目的就是要毁掉他们。
The purpose of leading them out of Egypt is to destroy them.
你要被全世界误会了。
You're going to be misunderstood by all the people on earth.
并且你要记得你亚伯拉罕说的定语。
Remember the covenant you set forth with Abraham.
你自己说，亚伯拉罕的子孙要像天上的星那么众多。
You said yourself that descendants of Abraham is going to be like the multitudes of stars in the sky.
求你赦免。
Please forgive.
神听到他的祷告。
The Lord listened to his prayer.
神赦免以色列人的罪。
God forgave the sin of the Israelites.
摩西就从山上下来。
Then Moses came down from the mountain.
我们知道约书亚在山中啊等着摩西。
We know that Joshua waited for Moses in the middle of the mountain.
我们常常只记得摩西，忘记约书亚。
Many times we remember Moses only forgot Joshua.
摩西在山上四十昼夜。
Moses was on the mountain 40 days and nights.
约书亚在山上也是四十昼夜。
Joshua was also there for 40 days and nights.
摩西是站在神的面前。
Moses stood before the Lord.
约书亚是一个人。
Joshua was by himself.
也看不见神，也看不见人。
Could not see God, could not see people.
但是这个少年人，
But this young person,
他能在那里守四十天。
He can stay there for 40 days.
这个实在看见神的恩典。
Really see God's grace there.
所以到摩西来到约书亚那里的时候，
So we know that when Moses came to Joshua,
他们两个人就一同下山。
Two of them came down to the bottom mountain.
约书亚就听见山下有声音。
Joshua heard noise on the bottom mountain.
你知道约书亚是一个战士。
We know that Joshua was a fighter.
所以他一听声音，他说要打仗了。
He thought it was going to fight. A war is going to come.
摩西说这个不是打仗。
Moses says this is not a war.
这是人唱歌的声音。
This is people singing.
等到他们下来。
So they came down.
看见以色列的百姓。
They saw the Israelites.
围着这个金牛犊。
They were surrounded by surrounding this golden calf.
在那里唱歌。
They're dancing and singing.
在那里放肆。
They were just indulging themselves.
摩西的怒气就来了。
The anger of Moses came forth.
神的怒气在摩西的身上。
God's anger is revealed on Moses.
他就把两块石板。
He takes the two tablets.
从山上摔。
Of stone and threw it down to the mountain.
这是神亲手说。
This is something that God himself made.
神亲手所写的字。
These are the words that are written by God's hand.
但是摩西知道。
But Moses knows.
神的律法。
God's law.
他没有临到以色列人。
Did not come down to the Israelites.
已经被以色列人毁坏。
It's already destroyed by the Israelites.
所以他把两块石板摔碎。
So he threw down the two tablets of stone.
他下了山。
He came down to the mountain.
把这个金牛犊。
He takes this golden calf.
磨成粉。
Molded into powder.
晒在水上。
Put it on the water.
叫以色列的百姓喝那个水。
Have the Israelites drink that water.
就是说。
Which means.
你们要喝你们自己的罪。
You're going to drink your own sin.
他问亚伦说。
He asked Aaron.
你为什么这样做？
Why did you do this?
啊，亚伦怕了。
Aaron was afraid.
亚伦说我没有做什么。
Aaron said, I didn't do anything.
我叫他们把这个金耳环给我。
I tell them to give me the gold.
我丢在火里，一个牛都就出来了。
I threw it into the fire, a golden calf came about.
圣经明明说他是刻一个牛犊啊。
We know that the Bible says that he sculpted into this golden calf.
但是他怕了。
He was afraid.
但是神因着亚伦叫以色列人犯罪。
God, because of Aaron, the Israelites sinned.
神就对以色列人说。
God says to the Israelites,
我不再与你们同去。
I am not going to go with you anymore.
我可以差遣我的使者与你们同去。
I can send my angel to go forward with you.
但是我不与你们同去。
But I am not going to go with you anymore.
免得我把你们灭掉。
Otherwise, I would destroy all of you.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is a holy God.
以色列百姓听见这个话。
The Israelites heard these words.
他们就把所有的首饰统统摘下来。
They took off all their jewelry.
他能在神面前。
Before the Lord.
有一个悔改的心。
They had a repentant heart.
神说好。
God said okay.
让我看看。
Let me see.
究竟他们是不是悔改？
Are they really truly repentant?
摩西就回到神面前。
So Moses came back to before the Lord.
求神。
Implore on the Lord. Beg the Lord.
神啊。
God.
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
否则的话。
Otherwise.
把我的名字。从生命册上涂掉。
Blot my name out of the book of life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这里我们看见有一个人。
Here we see a person.
他被神的爱充满。
He was filled by the love of God.
他能爱像神爱一样。
He can love like God can love.
他愿意牺牲他的自己。
He's willing to sacrifice himself.
为着他的百姓。
For his God's people.
神说不。
God said no.
什么人得罪我？
Who offended me?
什么人的名字涂抹？
That person's name will be blotted out.
但是，
But,
我答应你。
But I will promise you.
摩西求神。
Whatever that Moses said.
你要告诉我。
Moses said, you have to tell me.
谁与我们一同去？
Who is coming with them?
你要把你的道路指示给我。
You have to show forth your way.
否则我不知道应当怎么走。
Otherwise, I don't know how to go forth.
神对摩西说。
But God says to Moses.
你在我面前蒙恩。
You have received grace before me.
我与你同去。
I am going with you.
我愿意与你同去。
I'm willing to go with you.
摩西说。
Moses said.
神啊。
God.
你若不与我同去。
If you do not go with me.
我们就不去。
We will not go.
什么叫我们与世人分别？
How can we be separated, distinguished from the rest of the people?
他不是因着你的同在吗？
Isn't it your presence with us?
没有你的同在，我们什么都没有。
Without your presence, we have nothing.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他在神面前蒙了恩典。
He received grace before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们懂不懂神的心？
Do we understand the heart of God?
我们是不是体贴神，像摩西一样？
Are we considerate of God just like Moses is?
我们是不是愿意？
Are we willing?
把我们自己完全放下。
Completely lay ourselves down.
为着成全神的旨意。
For the purpose of fulfilling God's will.
也为着成全神的儿女。
To fulfill God's people.
我们看见新约里面保罗就是这样。
We see in the New Testament Paul was like that.
我们看见保罗。
We see Paul.
他又为着基督的身体。
Because of the body of Christ.
他愿意受生产的苦难。
He was willing to suffer the birth pain.
我们看见
we see
全教会
the whole church
都在他的心上
is all in his heart
他说有谁软弱我不软弱
whoever is weak that I am not weak
有谁跌倒我不
whoever fell down I'm not burned
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
在这里我们看见一个神的仆人
here we see a servant of God
他实在懂一个神的心
really understood the heart of God
他也看见
He also saw
与世人分别的就是神的同在。
The presence of the Lord distinguished us from the rest of the people.
如果没有神的同在，
if not with God's presence,
我们与世人有什么分别？
How are we distinguished from the rest of the people?
如果神不与我们同去，
if God is not coming with us,
我们可以到哪里去？
Where can we go?
他宝贝神的同在。
He's precious on God's presence.
我不知道弟兄姊妹。
I don't know brothers and sisters.
我们是不是宝贝？
Do we consider precious God's presence?
如果没有他的同在，
if without His presence,
我们完了，
we are in vain.
什么都可以放弃，
everything we can give up.
神的同在不能放弃，
but we cannot give up the presence of God.
神的同在是我们的追求，
our pursuit is God's presence.
我们所追求的就是他。
Who we're pursuing is the Lord Himself.
如果有他，什么都可以。
If we have Him, we can do everything.
没有他，什么都是虚空的。
Without Him, everything is in vain.
这是摩西的心情。
This is the faith of Moses.
这是我们应当有的心情。
This is what we should be asking for.
因着神，摩西在神面前这样蒙恩的缘故。
Because the Moses received such grace before the Lord.
摩西，他就进了。
Moses kept going one step further.
他在神面前有一个祷告。
He had a prayer before the Lord.
这个祷告是他从前不敢祷告。
a prayer that he didn't dare to pray before.
但是因为神那样向他施恩。
Because God gave him such grace.
神说，你在我面前蒙恩。
You receive grace before me.
所以摩西他就敢在神面前做一个最深的祷告。
He asked for a very deep prayer before the Lord.
没有一个祷告比这个祷告更深。
There's not a prayer that's deeper than this prayer.
他说神啊。
He said, God,
你既然叫我在你面前这样的蒙恩。
Since you caused me to receive such grace before you,
能不能
can you
把你的荣耀向我显现
reveal your glory to me?
神的使者
the angel of Lord
在荆棘的火焰里已经向摩西显现
already revealed himself in the midst of the burning bush
在会幕的门口
in the front entrance of the tabernacle
明柱火柱降下来
fire came down
神与摩西面对面说
God spoke to Moses face to face
摩西亚伦
Moses and Aaron
七十个长老
70 elders
他们曾在山中在神面前观看神的荣耀
They saw the glory of God in the mountain
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
神多次显现
Many times he revealed himself
但是为什么摩西在那里祷告
But how come Moses was praying there?
把你的荣耀向我显现
Lord, show me your glory.
他不是已经看见过神的荣耀吗
Didn't he already saw the glory of God?
他为什么那里他在那里求这个荣耀
why is he still asking for this glory?
因为在这里他所求的
Because here what he's asking for
与过去都是不同
It's different from what's in the past.
在过去虽然他看见了神的荣耀
In the past, even though he saw the glory of the Lord.
但是这个荣耀是这个形状的里面
But this glory is within a form.
好像是一个影儿一样
Just like a shadow.
是神的荣耀
It is God's glory.
但是
But
他不是神的自己
It's not God himself.
摩西现在所要求的
What Moses is asking for now
我要看见你自己
I want to see yourself.
过去在云柱火柱里面我与你面对面
Before in the flames of fire I was with you face to face
我现在不要在云柱火柱里面
I'm not going to be in the flames of fire
我要面对面看见你
I'm going to see you face to face
啊弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这一个祷告
This prayer
实在
Really,
不能再超过了。
You cannot have another prayer over this.
摩西渴慕神的心。
Moses longed for the heart of God.
是那么的，那么的深。
That type of God.
虽然神已经向他显现多次，他还是不满足。
Even though God revealed multiple times to him, he's not satisfied.
他真的是要认识神的自己。
He wants to know God himself.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们对神的认识。
Our knowledge of God.
我们的追求
Our pursuit
何等的肤浅
is so shallow
我们稍微认识他一点
We think we know him a little bit
我们就满足了
We're satisfied
我们就不追求
We no longer pursue
好像我们都知道了
We already know it
你记得保罗他在腓立比书怎么说
Remember what Paul said in Philippians
他说我只有一个心愿
I only have one goal
我要认识基督
I want to know Christ
我要知道
I want to know him.
我虽然知道因着信他而称义
Even though I know I'm justified through him.
但是不够
But that's not enough.
我要认识他自己
I want to know himself.
我要认识他复活的大能
His power of resurrection.
我要这个认识与他受苦上有份
The fellowship of sharing his suffering.
我要磨成在他的死里面
So molded into him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天我们对于认识神的心愿有多强？
How strong is our heart in wanting to know God?
我们的神是无限的。
Our God is infinite.
你不要以为说你认识了他一点就满足了。
Don't think you're satisfied with knowing him only a little bit.
我们所认识的一点不过是一点。
The little bit that we know is only a little bit.
我们的神是无限量。
Our God is infinite.
哦，我们应当有一个心。
We should have a heart.
主啊，我要认识。
I want to know you.
我要更认识。
I want to know you more.
我要亲近你。
I want to be intimate with you.
我要更亲近。
I want to be more intimate with
you. 虽然我已经在你面前蒙恩了。
Even though I received grace before you.
但是你的恩典叫我里面更饥渴。
That your grace actually caused more longing in me.
叫我更要认识。
So I have more longing and desire to
know you. 认识神是无敌的。
So knowing all about God.
到永世里面我们还在哪里认识。
In eternity, we're still trying to know God.
一直认识。
We keep wanting
to know. 一直增加。
Keep adding.
哦，我们的神。
Oh, our God.
我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是 unsearchable riches of Christ.
He's the riches of Christ.
实在是没有办法测量的。
You cannot measure it.
所以摩西他这个祷告。
So this prayer of Moses.
它是一个很深的祷告。
It's a very deep prayer. What does the Lord say?
神说不错。
God said yes.
你在我面前蒙恩。
You have received grace before.
我按着你的名呼召了你。
Because your name, I called you.
但是没有人能看见我的面而活的。
No one can see my face and live.
神是住在人所不能靠近的光里。
God lives in a light that people cannot come near.
我们的眼睛看神所创造太阳都不能看。
Our eyes, we can't even see the created sun that God created.
如果你对着太阳看的话，
If you look toward the sun,
这个光把你眼睛瞎了。
This light will blind your eyes.
何况创造太阳的神？
How about the creator of the sun?
他是住在人所不能靠近的光里。
He lives in a light that man cannot come near to.
没有人能到神面前而不自杀的。
No one cannot be destroyed and killed before the Lord.
所以神说，
Therefore God said,
但是你在我面前蒙恩。
But you receive grace before me.
所以我要向你宣告我的名。
I am going to proclaim my name to you.
我要把你放在一个磐石的上面。
I'm going to put you on a rock.
当我经过的时候，
When I pass by,
我要把你放在磐石的叶中。
I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock.
我经过的时候，
When I pass by,
我要用我的手把你遮盖起来。
I'm going to cover you with my hand.
但是当我走过之后，
But after I pass by,
我要让你看见我的背。
I'm going to let you see my back.
但是你不能看见我的脸。
But you cannot see my face.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
耶和华的荣耀，
The glory of Jehovah
降临，
Descend.
与摩西同在。
To be with Moses.
神在哪里经过？
God is there.
他宣告。
He proclaims.
他的名。
His name.
神的名就是他的背。
God's name is his back.
我们的神没有形状的。
Our God doesn't have a form.
所以你是那么背。怎么有背呢？
Then you say, how come there's a back?
这里就是一种的说法。
It's a type of saying.
叫我们能明白。
So that we can understand.
神的名就是他的背。
God's name is his back.
我想这个容易懂的。
I think that's easy to understand.
如果今天你在这里，
If today you're here,
那么我与你可以面对面讲话。
We can talk face to face.
如果你不在这里，
If you're not here,
那么有人就要奉着你的名来对我讲话。
Someone's going to be in your name talking to me.
所以你的名就是你的背。
So your name is your back.
我只能看见你的背啊，不能看见你的面。
I can only see your back, I cannot see your face.
所以神的名就是他的背。
So God's name is his back.
他的名叫什么名呢？
What is his name?
他说耶和华，耶和华。
Jehovah, Jehovah.
耶和华就是他可纪念的名。
Jehovah is a name that can be remembered.
耶和华就是他与人立约的名。
This Jehovah is the name of covenant with people.
耶和华就是那位自由永有的神的名。
Jehovah is a name that is always there.
表明他与我们的关系。
It represents his relationship with us.
虽然他是创造万有的主宰。
Even though he's a God creator of all things.
但是他并因为并不因为创造万有。
Not because of created all things.
所以他就在高高的天上。
He was in a high heaven.
与我们毫无关系。
Nothing to do with us.
不。
No.
他虽然是创造万有的神。
Even though he's a God of all created things.
他却是耶和华。
He's also Jehovah.
他与我们人发生很亲密的关系。
He has a relation that's so intimate with people.
甚至于我们与我们人立约。
Even the covenant set with us.
借着约把他自己赐给我们。
He gave himself through this covenant.
他就是那位我是。
He is that I am.
他是你的一切。
He is your everything.
他是你一切的供应。
He is all your all provision.
你有了他就一无所缺。
If you have him, you will lack nothing.
这是他这样的一位神。
This is the type of God.
并且他重复说耶和华耶和华。
He keeps saying Jehovah, Jehovah.
哎呀，他的名是何等的宝贵啊。
His name is so precious.
那么这位耶和华是怎样的耶和华呢？
What kind of Jehovah is this Jehovah?
他说是满是有怜悯有恩典的神。
Full of mercy and grace.
我们的神是满有怜悯的神。
Our God is full of mercy.
怜悯什么意思呢？
What does mercy mean?
怜悯就是表明他的恩典临到一般不配的人身上。
Mercy means that his grace is shed upon a bunch of people that's not worthy of his grace.
所以怜悯是特别是与不配连在一起。
Mercy is connected with unworthiness.
我们都是不配的。
We're all unworthy.
有谁不配像我们不配呢？
Who cannot be unworthy like us?
但是神却怜悯了我们。
But then God had mercy upon us.
那什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典是与神自己连起来。
Grace is connected with God himself.
因为神自己就是满了恩典。
Because God himself is full of grace.
他里面是满了慈爱。
Full of love.
他里面是满了恩典。
Inside him is full of grace.
那所以从他这个里面就白白的就赐给我们人。
So freely through him he gave it to us.
所以这个重点是重在神自己身上。
The focus is on God himself.
所以我们的神是满了怜悯满有恩典的神。
So God is full of mercy and full of grace.
他里面是满了恩典。
Inside him is full of grace.
他对于我们不配的人满了怜悯。
He has mercy to the people unworthy like us.
他不轻易发怒。
He's slow to anger.
他是一位宽容忍耐的神。
He is a tolerant God.
今天我们没有迷惘，因着他的忍耐。
Because of his tolerance and forbearance, we are not destroyed.
他怎么样忍耐我们一直到今天。
How does he forbear to us until today?
我常常在主面前觉得。
Many times before the Lord, I feel,
神啊,
God,
你为什么这样的忍耐我?
How come you tolerate me so much?
你应该早把我除去。
You should destroy me earlier. Get rid of me earlier.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他的忍耐实在是无边。
His perseverance and tolerance is never changing.
他不轻易发怒。
He's slow to anger.
虽然他是公义。
Even though he's righteous.
虽然他是圣洁。
Even though he's holy.
虽然他是真理。
Even though he's truth.
但是。
But.
他忍耐我们。
He's tolerant of us.
他宽容我们。
He's forbearing us.
他赦免我们。
He forgives us.
很多的时候。
Many times.
我们不能宽容我们的弟兄姊妹。
We cannot tolerate our brothers and sisters.
我们轻易。向弟兄姊妹发怒。
We easily go in anger to brothers and sisters.
所以圣经一直劝告我们。
So, but the Bible keeps reminding us.
我们要 bear and forbear.
We need to bear and forbear.
我们要忍耐，我们要赦免。
We should forbear and we should forgive.
因为我们的神
Because our God is such a God. He's willing to forgive. Forgive all our iniquities. But that's just not saying that he's not righteous. No. He's not going to consider something that's sin without sin. If you don't depend on the precious blood of Christ, he's going to look after this sin until the third and fourth generation. This is God's name.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
很多的时候,
many times,
我们以为在旧约里面,
we think Old Testament,
神是一个凶暴、愤怒的神,
God is a violent, angry God.
在新约里面,
in the New Testament,
神才是一个慈爱、有怜悯的神,
God is a compassionate, loving God. We misunderstood God.
神没有改变,
God never changed.
神的名是耶和华,
God's name is Jehovah.
满有怜悯,
full of mercy, full of grace.
所以神说,
so therefore God says,
你们要请尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意, 爱主你们的神,
you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
因为神就是爱,
because God is love.
这是他的名字,
this is his name.
这是神的自己,
this is God himself.
我们是不是这样认识这位神?
Do we know God like this?
当摩西听见这个宣告的时候,
when Moses heard this proclamation,
他就匍匐在地上,
he fell prostrate on the ground.
他说神啊,
he said, Lord,
求你赦免,
please forgive.
因为这个就是你,
because this is you.
求你让你的百姓做你的产业,
please allow your people be your inheritance.
虽然我们不配,
even though we're not worthy,
但是因为你是这样的一位神,
because you're such a God,
你能把我们收为你的产业,
you can receive us to be your inheritance.
感谢神,
thank God.
当摩西从山上下来的时候,
when Moses came down from the mountain,
他的脸上发光,
his light was shining.
他自己不知道,
he didn't know.
以色列百姓看见了就怕,
Israelites saw and was afraid. They were afraid to see the face of Moses.
所以每一次摩西来到以色列面前的时候,
every time before Moses come before the Lord,
他就用一个帕子把他的面盖,
he has a veil that covered his face.
但是进到神面前的时候,
but when he comes before God,
他把这个帕子就拿掉,
he takes off this veil.
但是连这个荣光,
but even this radiance,
在希伯来书告诉我们,
Hebrews tells us,
不是希伯来书,
it's not Hebrews, it's 2 Corinthians.
给我们看见,
let us see,
这个荣光,
this radiance is fading and fading.
为什么摩西脸上发光呢?
Why did was there radiance out of Moses' face?
因为他与神交通,
because he had fellowship with God.
他活在神的面前,
he lived before God.
他亲近神,
he was intimate with God.
他瞻仰神的荣美,
he received God's glory.
他听见神的名字,
he heard God's name.
所以神的荣耀就反射在他,
so God's glory reflected out of his face.
他自己不知道,
he didn't know.
感谢神他不知道,
thank God he didn't know.
今天很多人,
many people today,
在哪里说, 你看我脸上有没有光,
you see, do you see radiance out of my face?
如果你太觉得自己脸上发光了,
if you think you have radiance out of your face,
恐怕没有光,
maybe you don't have any light.
摩西发光他不知道,
Moses had radiance, he didn't know.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
摩西所看见这个异象,
the vision that Moses saw,
在旧约的时候是最高的,
In the Old Testament, it's the highest.
你不能比这个意象看得更高。
You cannot see higher than this vision.
因为他差不多看见了神自己。
He almost saw God himself.
因为他看见了神的背。
Because he saw God's back.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你知道不知道？
Do you know?
你和我今天。
You and I today.
在神面前所蒙的恩典。
All the grace that we see before the Lord.
比摩西所蒙的恩典还要大。
The grace is even greater than what Moses received.
今天。
Today.
我们可以看见神的面。
We can see God's face.
我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他道成肉身来到地上
incarnated in the flesh came to earth
匆匆忙忙有恩典有正义
full of grace and truth
我们也见过他的荣光
we already saw his glory
如同父独生子的荣光
glory of one and the father
从来没有人看见过神
no one saw God before
但是在神怀中的独生子
but the only son in the womb
已经把他表明出来
This God's Son already revealed him.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
从来没有人看见过神。
No one saw God before.
人也没有办法看见神。
People cannot see God.
因为神没有形状。
Because God doesn't have a form.
但是有一天,
But one day,
当神的儿子来到地上做人的时候,
When God's Son became man on earth,
他就把这位神表明出来。
He revealed this God to reveal this God.
因为他就是神的面。
Because he is God's face.
从前不过听见他的名。
Before you heard his name.
现在看见他的面。
But now you see his face.
从前听见他是满有怜悯、满有恩典的神。
Before you heard that he's full of grace and mercy.
现在在主耶稣的身上。我们看见了怜悯，我们看见了恩典。
Now in Christ we see grace and mercy.
他的脸上发光。
His light was shining.
他自己不知道。
He didn't know.
以色列百姓看见了就怕。
Israelites saw and was afraid.
怕看见摩西的面。
They were afraid to see the face of Moses.
所以每一次摩西来到以色列民面前的时候。
Every time before Moses come before the Lord, of Israel,
他就用一个帕子把他的面盖起来。
He has a veil that covered his face.
但是进到神面前的时候，
But when he comes before God,
他把这个帕子就拿掉。
He takes off this veil.
但是连这个荣光，
But even this radiance,
在希伯来书告诉我们，
Hebrews tells us,
不是希伯来书，哥林多后书。
It's not Hebrews, Second Corinthians.
给我们看见。
Let us see.
这个荣光
This radiance is fading and fading.
为什么摩西脸上发光呢？
Why did, was there radiance out of Moses' face?
因为他与神交通。
Because he had fellowship with God.
他活在神的面前。
He lived before God.
他亲近神。
He was intimate with God.
他瞻仰神的荣美。
He received God's glory.
他听见神的名字
He heard God's name
所以神的荣耀就反射在他的脸上
So God's glory reflected out of his face
他自己不知道
He didn't know
感谢神他不知道
Thank God he didn't know
今天很多人
Many people today
在那里说你看我脸上有没有发光
You see, do you see、radiance out of my face?
如果你太觉得自己脸上发光了
If you think you have radiance out of your face
恐怕没有光
Maybe you don't have any light
摩西发光他不知道
Moses had radiance he didn't know
那么弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters
摩西所看见这个意象
The vision that Moses saw
在旧约的时候是最高的
In the Old Testament is the highest
你不能比这个意象看得更高
You cannot see higher than this vision
因为他差不多看见了神自己。
He almost saw God himself.
因为他看见了神的背。
Because he saw God's back.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你知道不知道？
Do you know?
你和我今天。
you and I today, all the grace that we see before the Lord, the grace is even greater than what Moses received. Today, we can see God's face. Our Lord Jesus Christ,
他道成肉身,
incarnated in the flesh, came to earth,
充充满满, 有恩典, 有正义,
full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光,
we already saw his glory,
如同父独生子的荣光,
glory of one and the Father.
从来没有人看见过神,
no one saw God before,
但是在神怀中的独生子,
but the only Son in the womb,
已经把他表明出来了。
This God's Son already revealed him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从来没有人看见过神。
No one saw God before.
人也没有办法看见神。
People cannot see God.
因为神没有形状。
Because God doesn't have a form.
但是有一天,
but one day,
当神的儿子来到地上做人的时候,
when God's Son became man on earth,
他就把这位神表明出来。
He revealed this God to reveal this God.
因为他就是神的面。
Because he is God's face.
从前不过听见他的名,
before you heard his name.
现在看见他的面,
but now you see his face.
从前听见他是满有怜悯, 满有恩典的神,
before you heard that he's full of grace and mercy.
现在在主耶稣的身上, 我们看见了怜悯，我们看见了恩典。
Now in Christ we see grace and mercy.
律法是从摩西来的。
Law came from Moses.
恩典和真理是在基督里带出来的。
Grace and truth is brought forth through Christ.
我们从前只听见恩典。
Before we only heard grace.
我们没有看见恩典。
We did not see grace.
但是看见了主耶稣。
But we saw Christ Jesus.
我们看见恩典了。
We saw grace.
我们知道什么叫做恩典。
We understand what's grace.
我们看见了真理了。
We saw truth.
我们知道什么叫做真理。
We know what truth is.
我们看见了神了。
We saw God.
啊，原来神就是这样的一位神。
So our God is such a God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们已经看见了神的面了。
Today we already saw God's face.
这个是何等的恩典。
Such a great grace.
在哥林多后书第四章里头，
2 Corinthians chapter 4 says,
他说神的荣光已经照在基督耶稣的面上，
that God's glory is already reflected on Christ's face,
叫我们看见我们的神，
so that we can see our God,
我们今天可以常作脸，
that we can show forth our faith,
观看神的荣光，
that we can see his face, his glory,
好像镜子反照一样，
just like a reflection of the mirror,
荣上加荣，
glory upon glory,
我们要去变化，
we are transformed,
如同属主的灵变成的一样，
just like a spirit that's changed,
哥林多后书3章18节，
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18,
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, you see this?
那从哈里叫光照到这个世界里头去，
the light that came shine forth on the earth,
现在已经照在我们心里，
the lighting inside our hearts,
叫我们看见神的荣光， 现在耶稣基督的面上，
so we see God's glory is revealed on Christ himself,
我们看见了主耶稣，
we see Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看见了神，
then we saw God, we see God.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢上帝，
thank God and praise God.
这是何等的恩典，
such a grace.
神已经把这样的恩典给了我们，
God already gave such grace to us.
摩西所祷告的，
the prayer of Moses,
只有一半答应，
it's only half answered.
我们连祷告也没有祷告，
we didn't even pray.
神在基督里已经给了我们，
in Christ he already gave it to us.
但是可惜，
unfortunately,
我们不宝贝这个，
we don't consider this precious.
今天，
today,
有多少弟兄姊妹，
so many brothers and sisters,
甚至是寻求主的面，
are seeking God's face.
在旧约大卫诗篇里面，
in the Old Testament, the Psalm of David,
诗篇27篇，
Psalm 27,
大卫说，
David said,
有一件事我在神面前愿望。
There's one desire I have before the Lord.
并且我在那里寻求。
I'm also seeking.
我愿意常常住在神的殿中。
I want to constantly live in God's temple.
瞻仰他的荣美。
To gaze upon His glory.
我的心对我说。
My heart says to me.
你要寻求耶和华。
You must seek the Lord Jehovah.
耶和华。
Jehovah.
我的心正要寻求。
My heart really wants to seek after you.
你的面是我的盼望。
Your face is my hope.
在旧约的时候，摩西对于神，大卫对于神有这样的心愿。
In the Old Testament, David had such a desire before God.
他愿意看见神的面。
He's willing to see God's face.
摩西在神的面前。
Moses before God.
有这样的祷告。
Had such a prayer.
他要看见神的荣耀。
He wants to see God's glory.
我们今天。
Today, us.
这些蒙恩的人。
People are receiving grace.
我们里面有没有这个要求？
Do we have this longing inside us?
你能一天不见主的面又活下去吗？
Can you live one day without seeing God's face?
有的时候我在神面前祷告。
Many times I pray before God.
神啊，
God,
你不要掩面不见我。
Do not hide your face and not see me.
你就是不能向我显出你笑容。
Can you reveal your smile to me?
让我看见你发怒的脸。
Do not let me see the angry face.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
神给我们这样的恩典。
God gave such a grace to us.
我们不宝贝。
We don't consider it precious.
我们有没有天天到他的面前？
Do we come before Him every day?
安静。
Quietly.
瞻仰他的荣美。
Gaze upon His beauty and glory.
在主耶稣的面上。
In the face of Lord Jesus Christ.
看见神的荣耀。
See God's glory.Brothers and sisters,
这是神给我们每一个人的恩典。
This is the grace that God gave every one of us.
至圣所的幔子已经离开了。
The veil in the most holy place is already broken.
我们现在的居所是至圣所。
Our dwelling place now is in the most holy place.
我们可以天天活在主的面前。
Every day we can live before God.
瞻仰他的荣美。
Gaze upon His beauty.
当你在那里敞着你的心
When you're opening your heart
观看主的荣美的时候
Just gazing upon God's beauty
圣灵就在你的身上做变化的工作
The Holy Spirit will do a work of transformation in you
不像摩西一样
Not like Moses
他不过是外面
Just on the outside
这个光那么强
This light is so strong
就反射在他的脸上
Reflecting on his face.
留在他的脸上
It set on his face.
经过很久才慢慢的消灭
Through a very long time, then it starts to fade away.
那是今天
But today,
如果你活在主的面光中
If you live on the light of God,
如果你与主亲近
If you are intimate with the Lord,
没有间隔，主没有间隔
There is no obstacle between the Lord and you.
这是 Evan Hopkins 他的祷告。
This is the prayer of Evan Hopkins.
他说没有间隔，就没有间隔。
He says no obstacle, no obstacle.
如果我们能这样住在主的面前
，If we can live like this before the Lord,
常住在主的里面
，We can live long in the Lord.
圣灵在里面做变化
，Then the Holy Spirit will transform inside us.
荣上加荣
，Glory upon glory.
如同是从主的灵变成的。
It's coming from God's Spirit.
叫主耶稣基督的形象能在我们里面显出来。
So that the form of Lord Jesus Christ can be revealed within us.
这个是神的目的。
This is the goal of God.
这个神对我们每一个人的旨意。
This is the will that God has for every one of us.
这是圣灵今天的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
巴不得我们能宝贝这个
We hope that we can consider this precious
不错
It's It's not true.
没有人看见神可以活的。
No one can live, they saw God.
今天还是这样。
Today is still like this.
我们没有办法看见神而活。
We cannot live and see God.
所以神把摩西放在一个磐石的一中。
So that God put Moses in a cleft of the rock.
并且用他的手把他盖住。
Used the hand to cover him.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
今天我们凭着自己也不能看见神。
Through ourselves, we cannot see God.
也不配看见神。
We're not worthy to see God.
我们看见神，我们也要死。
We're going to die if we see God.
但是今天神把我们放在基督的里面。
But today, God placed us in Christ.
在他离开的身体里面。
In this body that he left.
他自己遮盖我们。
He covers us.
所以在基督里。
So in Christ,
我们可以看见神的面。
We can see God's face.
没有间隔。
There's no obstacle.
主啊，没有间隔。
Lord, there's no obstacle.
当摩西看见这个异象的时候，
When Moses saw this vision,
他敬望扑倒在地上。
He fell prostrate before the Lord.
他就敬拜。
He worshipped.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们天天见主的面，
if we see Lord's face every day,
我们的灵就匍匐敬拜。
That our spirit will fall prostrate in worship.
没有人看见主的面。而骄傲的。
No one who saw God's face would be proud.
骄傲的人只看见自己。
A proud person only see himself.
看见主的人。
Whoever saw the Lord.
都是扑倒在地上。
Will all fall on the ground.
只有主。
Only the Lord.
没有人。
There's no people.
这是自然的结果。
This is a natural consequence.
如果今天你真是活在神面前。
Today, if you really live before the Lord,
你要看见,
you will see.
神就给你一个使命,
God will give you a commission.
要为着神的百姓来代祷,
you will pray for God's people.
巴不得神所有的儿女,
we hope all God's children
都能成为神的产业,
can become God's inheritance.
神也成为我们的产业,
God is also our inheritance.
这个,
this is.
就是看见异象。
One who sees vision.
看见异象是有结果的。
If you saw vision, you will have a consequence.
否则的话。
Otherwise.
是一个幻象，是个 mirage.
It's only a mirage.
你真正看见。
If you really saw.
一定有结果的。
Definitely have a result.
这个结果。
This result.
叫神得着荣耀。
God received glory.
叫人得着益处。
God, people can receive benefit.
所以愿神。
We ask the Lord be gracious upon us. Let's pray. Our God,
你在基督里所给我们的恩典
In Christ, the grace that you've given us.
实在是没有办法实现的。
We cannot count it.
主啊，你为什么这样爱我们？
Why do you love us so much?
你竟然给我们这个权利。
Since you gave us this authority.
能看见你的面。
生命记第三章的23到29节。